talent of mine was as Pastor Shalom. And he told those two bachrim who was over town, you go home on Friday night, and then I'm going to have a longer route, so don't come to walk with me. And where did he go on the way home from shul? He stopped off by Almanas, wishing him a good time. That's what he did on the
Yeah, he was somebody who cared for everybody. He was the first one who opened a clubhouse for the kids in Lakewood that were going off. You know, we opened it up in his basement. He taught people that you have to care for every type of person. And if you care for them, you have Siyad HaShemai. You have tremendous Siyad HaShemai. I said over, so I'll tell you from him in the shul, which is, it's Gemara Hesper. I mean, he said it, but that was his life. It's a verse from Rabbi Lafian where he said that vocal dafka was a masada, which is hashgacha, that the parish should make this gezeira that we don't get the tether, we don't get this chur. Why? Because you know what's going to happen is we're not going to live up to the quota, and they're going to beat us up. And when we have to be soybel for so much avzorius, that's one of the meters of Rachma Magadish Bochel. One of the Yugimel meters from the Pasuk of Micha is She'er is the Russian of family. She'er is the family. So we're Kaviyachal, the Mishpoch of Kodesh Bochel. And there's a feeling of somebody that's close family, you feel so much for them that their pain is his pain. Like a mother sees a child in pain, they say, Halavai, I get the pain and let the child be alright. That's the feeling of Mishpocha. Like Mishpocha is the sadder, that type of situation that the Klal Yisrael should be in pain, it'll be Ma'oira the Midah of pain by a Kodesh Bohu, that's Mitzad Echor. Sharashaini, the Shoshim over there who are big tzaddikim, they basically made life easier for the Jewish workers. They said, can have a little break, as the Kachem HaMedr says. And when they didn't live up to the thing, they had the Mitzrim hit them. That was the plan. So we saw Mitzarecha, the Rishis Neiro of the Mitzrim, and the Tzitzkis Neiro of the Shoichim, yeah. That's what Rabbi Eli Yavian says, that those two Shuyos were Shuyos to Mimoyer. These Masbet, the whole Arichas, but the point is he's saying is that Hashem, the way he sets up his Midas HaRachamim is, if we down here are annoyed with that Midah of Rachamim, that's Ma'ayah the Midah of Rachamim by Kodesh Bohu. Kodesh Bohu, Rabbi Yochel, had a rotzen that the Midah of She'er, which means that She'er is Nachalosah, that feeling of, this is my nation, I feel the tzar of Klaus, I can't let it go, I must do something to stop it. But how is that, what arouses that feeling by Kodesh Bohu? The fact that we behave in such a fashion, we cannot let that happen. We can't let Jews suffer. When he sees that Klaus is behaving to one another in such a fashion, then he says that that's the oimik of this whole plan. The plan wasn't just to have the Jews hit. The Jews should be hit, and then not standing hit. Because of the tzaddikim and klal Yisrael, the shoichin, that are out, that they care so much for their brothers in klal Yisrael, that they were willing to be hit themselves, that is the need of caring for another Jew. Ad kedei kach, you're willing to suffer yourself, but he shouldn't suffer. That brought about that need from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That even klal Yisrael wasn't on a madrega. We said our mice and toys, and we have Oyd Dezor, we're on a very low spiritual level. But She'es Nachalosa means that even if you do not deserve it, you get it because you're family. And since that was the gathering of these researchers. They're Ma'oyd this meeting of Kosh Bobo. So from these two little stories, we see Belisov always getting involved in feeling the Tzar Gashmi of Klal Yisrael, Tzar Ruchani of Klal Yisrael, and doing. He was always doing what he can to the maximum by individuals and by in general. All different things in Klai, so yeah. We all have to take a little for ourselves. That's an important thing. Yeah. We're talking about Vad Hashvi. Vahi Vayom Mahim Vahidil Moshe Vayetzel Echav Vayar B'Sivloisom. Yeah, this is Mamash what we're talking about. Hashem set it up. It says, Moshe Rabbeinu went out, Vayabasiv Loisin, not an Einov Velibuli is Meitzer Aleim. He went out to feel, he was in the palace, but he went out not just to observe, to feel the Tzar of Klal Yisrael. To feel the Tzar of Klal Yisrael. Kamavan, through that, to mirror his lave, to be mispalta Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Kodesh Baruch Hu, to do what he can to benefit them, with the godliness of Moshe Rabbeinu. Eino v'liboy. Those are the two tools we have to interact with the world. We know that Eino v'liboy sometimes is used in a negative fashion. Every day, twice a day, three times a day, depends on how many times you say it. In Kriya Shema, l'tesu achrei levavchem achrei neichem. Leiv, neinayim, ashnei sasuri le'aveyus. There are two spies that go out and check the territory to see how we can do aveyus. And here we're saying the same leiv and the same eyes are going out and looking at the tzar of Klal Yisrael. How can he benefit Klal Yisrael? How can he do something to favor Klal Yisrael? That's the rule. Our interaction with the outside world is from the simat leiv. How do I look at things? And the way I look at things is dependent on my heart. It goes in three directions. The heart pays attention to things, and the eye sees it. When the eye sees it, then it goes back to the heart, and the heart gets me to do the right things. Or the other way around. My heart is looking for physical pleasures. Wherever I'm looking, oh, where's that opportunity, physical pleasure? Oh, I see something. Then my leiv inside caused me to go in that direction. So that is what life is all about. The ayin toiva that we have to build in ourselves has to emanate from a leiv toiv. It has to emanate from the fact that my desires are good. My desires are to do the rotan Hashem, to emulate HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That was Moshe Rabbeinu. He was in the palace of Paro. Even so, he went after them. I would say more than that also. He could have looked out the window and see what was going on. He traveled around to see first-hand information. In other words, part of human nature is, if you don't see it, it doesn't affect you as much. You go around, you feel more real. So this is another thing. It's not just enough to look from a distance and see the side of others, but if we can interact some way, that is important. It's something we're physically interacting with. You see the person, it affects you more. It's important together with his brightness is to realize, you know, a person can get himself down. Oh yeah, I look at every direction, what kind of terror is going on. So it's going around Kalei. So come about together with the focusing on the Torah, there's two things. First, has to focus on all the good things that are going on also. All the good things that are going on. And we see this Hashgacha and Gluya in all directions now. So the person coming down back from the front lines, each one has a whole bunch of stories about how many times the boy asked me, should I say going by? I was saying, how many times every other day? You say going every day. And I was living in a dying plan. Yeah, there's a tremendous amount of Hashgacha. Even in these places, today I was walking home, a guy walked up to me and said, some good news, Mr. Bender. He was just telling me that he's an older person. He has a brother and a sister-in-law, he was, that when one of these people sinned, that was ravished. I said, unfortunately, the sister-in-law was killed. And his brother miraculously survived. He has no explanation for it, why. He didn't close himself up in a room. For some reason, they didn't decide not to go into the room. And all the people there, they were hiding, they were afraid from the Israelis, because they didn't know who the Israelis were. There's a boy from Israel, he was from inside the army. He said, Shema Yisrael, no, Toda Rabba. And eventually the army blew up all kind of things. It was like, from all different directions. You know, those that Hashem wants to survive, that was all the time from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rav Gutman, the Zechorin Levracha, Rav Shiva said, he was a Holocaust survivor. He wasn't in the camps, he was the partisan. But he said that he saw things with his eyes. You can see, we don't understand if it was Exer from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Whoever was Nigzer not to survive, they not survived. Whoever was Nigzer to survive, survived. He said he saw people that wanted to commit suicide and jump on the electrified barbed wire to finish it off, and Bidyuk then it was off. And they survived the war. And other people that, it was all. We had, if you remember, Mr. Stimler. He's the Chayin Mavrachi, he used to live over here. One of the stories he set up was, he was in one of these work camps, and they came one day and they said, whoever is an able-bodied worker, if he lives up to the criteria, then they're going to take him to a camp with better conditions. So this guy was a little person. But he did everything he can to show them, no, I'm a little small, but with all the show and everything, they didn't accept him. He was very brokenhearted. And then like a week or two later, they heard that all those people, it was basically just a way to get rid of him. So that's what I'm saying. That's life. And Kmoch Hashem Bayos, it's not a day-to-day life and death thing. But it's all the little things. Pay attention. That's what we're talking about. His boinus. So his boinus number one, to me, his boinus in the beautiful world that we're in, our beautiful bodies and the shamans, the fact we're flying. So then we said another type is boinus of what's going on around us, to be ma'ira, to care for one another, to do what we can for another. And the last one is his boinus bat smeinu, bat hashmini. Be boinus to yourself before we talk about profit. Like you started saying, if somebody's boinus about everybody's tzaras, you can get yourself down and fall into despair. And that's as boinus, you have to be, pay attention to yourself to realize how great we are. Tremendous kreichus that Hashem gave to Klal Yisrael. There's no Jew that's too small. Every Jew has a personal connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and can do so much. Yitzhak v'el Hashem, one tefillah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yoyim HaKalev, you don't know what that could do. Chazal say it does a tremendous amount. I am not the biggest fan, I believe this. I don't have full cover. Haparayim, here and there, realize, the more we realize the tremendous kreichus we have, the more we take advantage of. Kamavan, the type of boinus is not for ourselves, it's also for our family members. Sometimes family members are less challenging, sometimes more challenging. You always have to be boinus and pay attention. Notice in the Eino V'Liboy, pay attention to how much good is that every family member also. Help them be more aware of how good they are. Yeah. So, that's something today, very few people say Kobonis. There's a very nice line of Ashreinu Matuchokeinu Manoim Goralenu Ayyavu Yishuzeinu. How fortunate we are. If you don't say Kobonis, you could say all other things. Rekai Nishama Shavasatani, I have a Nishama. Shabocha Bonim Kola Omim, Nasan Nasterosi. We have chosen the nation. Give them the time. That's his voidness. Oh, what a special nation we are. Yeah. So, tell me, we can explain it to ourselves. Appreciate the tremendous privilege we have. I'm not talking about now taking on new things. We don't have to take on new things. The old things. Take on the old things. It's a little more feeling of have so much kreiches. If they have kreiches, the Ra, we have a million times more to tell you. I'm saying over. The shame coming in the kreiches. If you miss boinus, we have to learn how to read the chadashot, the latest news. You know, but most people read it just interesting, happy if it's a good thing, sad if it's a bad thing, or frustrated if it's not going the way it should be going, or find that we're blamed for all the mechdalim. But one thing we see in the kreich hara that's going on now, it's absurd. A bunch of primitive terrorists are profoundly affecting one of the most advanced, sophisticated countries in every way. You're going to give me tirutzim? Vakasha, tirutzim. That's what I'm saying. We're not involved in that chiluk right now. Who's to blame? Who's not to blame? Why it's this? Why it's not that? There's a fact. There's a fact that a person with a primitive, they don't even have an army. A bunch of terrorists, I mean, we call it an army, some type of army, but the weapons are nothing compared to what we have. And even so, they're able to make so much damage. And you still have two big cities that are displaced completely because of this. Hundreds of thousands of people, the numbers of, not to mention the whole, all the hundreds of thousands of people that are fighting. So what can we learn from it? What can we learn from it is, like I said, if with their tactics, they could cause so much damage. So we know that Kosh Bo gave us connected their tactics, the kaifas that we have, which have tremendous power. And that famous Rashi the other week, Gemara, Bekashti, the bow and arrow of Yishmael, he's shooting his arrows. Has a little more sophisticated arrows, not much more, but more sophisticated arrows than the ones that they explode a little bit, more, make more damage when they hit. And connected to that, we have the arrow of tefillah. That's a tefillah. Mechav and takalish vohu. I make a leif. That brings you out to Shemaya. And we need a lot. We need a lot here. We need a lot all around the world to feel responsibility. You talk to a soldier that's fighting out there. They're all kind of depressed, excited, let's go back, poof. Before you go back, the parents say, stay home. The parents, the son got wounded, he was so happy. At least he's humble. But then, right away, want to run back, because they feel that they can accomplish something. They charge up, they have this power, invest in a certain power, responsibility to protect them, protect life. So we have to have the same thing. We have to learn from them also. We have learn from the Kirk Sara, learn from Kirk Sara, learn from everything. Ms. Boynan, that ability that a person can't charge himself up to realize how tremendous Kirk is. And we're involved in protecting and saving Klal Yisrael. We're not running to the front line, but this is also the front line. It's a Hashem. Appreciate more our kofas, the kofas of those around us, and we ought to be praying the Yeshua's.